Can you hear me? Okay, so today I will talk about the T2K experiment, the Tokai to Kamioka longest line Newtonian experiment at JEPA. And at first I will do some introduction and explain about the T2K experiment. And also I will show some status report of the JEPA Newton experimental facility and summary. As you have already heard so many times that the neutrino mixing parameter has been measured recently extensively. And the solar and reactor experiments measure the delta M square for 1-2, and this value was obtained, and for the 2-3 part, so the atmospheric neutrino and the log mesh line neutrino measures, and this parameter was obtained. Also for the mixing angles, solar and reactor neutrino obtained the 1-2 parameters, like this one, and also the 2-3 parameter was measured, and almost the full mixing was obtained as the best fit parameter. But this CP variation parameter and also the 1-3 mixing parameter has not been measured. This is only the upper limit was obtained by a reactor experiment. So by using the accelerator based long baseline Newton experiment, we can measure this part. And also we expect to have some CP variation term. So in the near future, we may get some information from the long baseline experiment. So the remaining question is like this. So as you have already heard this morning, so how close is the theta 2c to 4 pi? Pi divided by 4. So according to the atomic Newton measurement, the best fit parameter is almost 1. But we need the precise measurement of this parameter and also the mass square. This is important thing. And also we want to know the first and third generation mixing. So we only know this value is very small, but we don't know any information that this is absolutely zero or not. So we need to measure this theta 1c parameter. And also we want to know the CP variation phase, if they exist or not, it is a very important thing. And the remaining problem also remains the mass hierarchy or the there need to exist or not. This kind of thing has to be studied. So the next generation long baseline experiment in Japan, the T2K has been proposed, and the last December it's approved. So we use the conventional Newtonian beam with a 0.75 megahertz beam at the first phase, and the baseline is 295 kilometers. And the beam energy is about 1 GeV, but this has to be optimized to the oscillation maximum. In the first phase, we will use a super Kamiokande as a far detector. And we will do the disappearance experiment to measure theta 2-3, and the appearance experiment to measure theta 1-3. And also we will try to do the neutral current experiment to check the existing of the stellar neutrinos. And the second phase of possible extension, we get the beam power at 4 megawatts, and the far detector as a hyper-Kamiokande we are proposing, and the CP violation of proton decay search will be done in the second phase. So the T2K collaboration was formed in the last May, and the 12 countries and 53 institutions are collaborating. And we have around 150, excluding the students. So if we have a student, but much more larger collaboration will be formed. And the spokesperson is Koichiro Nishikawa at Kyoto University. So this is a JPARC view of the beautiful picture of the JPARC. And we have a 350-meter Linux and 3 GeV synchrotron as an injector. And we will use a 50 GeV synchrotron. And this will provide us a 0.75 megawatt beam. And here, Newton experimental facilities exist. So of course, there are other kind of experimental facilities existing. And this is a large complex of the experimental facility in Japan at Tokai. And this facility itself was approved in 2001, and 2001, the construction was started. So as you can see, the construction is ongoing. You can see the links or Linux part. And in 2008, we are expecting to have a beam as an accelerator. And the Newton experiment was slightly delayed in the construction, so the beginning of the construction was delayed. So Newton experiment physics run will start in 2009. So this is the JPARC neutrino beam line. So the proton energy is 50 GeV, and the number of protons is 3.3 times 10 to 14. pulse. And every 3.6 or 4 seconds, we will get this beam and produce a neutrino. And the neutrino, the pion will be decaying to neutrino, and we monitor the muons or the neutrinos
in the site.
So we are planning to use the off-axis beam, so-called. This was proposed in E889 in Brookhaven at first. So this is a very good idea to obtain low energy beam and a high intensity beam. So by intentionally shift the beam direction from the supercamera candidate's far detector, we can use a wide range of the pi momentum region to obtain a very narrow region of the EMU. So as you can see clearly, if you set the direction of the beam to the supercamera candidate, we will get a very wide band beam. But the intentionally shifting the direction of the beam, then by shifting of 2 degrees, then you can get less than 1 dB, and by 3 degrees, around 500 mEB we can get. And this is very important for us, so because by changing the direction of the beam, we can change the neutrino beam. So by using this, we can maximize the sensitivity. This is a very important thing. And also we can get a more intense beam than narrow band beam. So we are expecting to have 3,000 events, charge current interactions in 1 year
at supercamera candidate. So,
and also the new E contamination very small. So it's very useful for us and a very good beam we can get. So this is a schematic view of our experiment. So at first, the first phase approved, we will put a muon monitor to monitor the beam itself by using a decay product of muon, pion. And by using muons, we can do the spill-by-spill monitoring of the beam direction and the intensity. And also, we will put a from detector at 280 meters from the target and measure the Newton energy spectrum and intensity and direction. Also, we use the supercamera candidate, as you know, with a fully reconstructed one. Then we can do the pulsation analysis. And the future upgrade, we are thinking of, we will put a 2 kilometer detector. And by using this, so as you can see, if we use a 280 meter detector, then the energy spectrum is slightly different from the far side. But if we put the detector around here, then the energy spectrum shape is very similar. So we can further reduce the systematic error. So this is a very good thing. So we want to have this detector in the future. And for the near detector, we are planning to have two kinds of detectors. One is off-axis detector, which is the direction of the super K. And we will put the fine grain detector, or the muon range detector, or
with a magnet
to measure the neutrino, muon neutrino and the mu E flux and spectrum. Also, we have to study the neutrino interaction intensity very precisely, so we will do this kind of thing. And also, we need to study the KM contribution, which of course, we have the beam from new mu beam from KM, new E beam from KM, so we want to study this kind of thing. And also, the on-axis beam monitor, neutrino detector, we need to monitor the beam direction and the stability. So we are planning to have a kind of grid detector scattering around to measure the direction and stability. So this detector design is now just started and it's ongoing. And the far detector, as I said, the fully reconstructed supercamera candidate will be used for the first phase. And hopefully we will get the hypercamera candidate in the second phase to search for the CP violation or the proton decays and so on. So I will show you some expected sensitivity in the first phase. So before going to the physics issue, I will explain a little bit about how to reconstruct the neutrino energy. As maybe you know very well, but I want to repeat again. So because we can use this very low energy range of the neutrino, so the characteristic interaction dominates around this region. So we can use the characteristic interaction to obtain the energy of neutrino because it's a two-body kinematics, easy obtain the E mu from P mu and theta mu. So of course, still the inertic part remains, but this contamination is fairly small in the lower energy range. So we can use the characteristic as a in order to obtain the mu. So in supercamiocande, we will select one ring. This, only the this mu was measured one ring interaction. And the, as you can see, this is the no oscillation case with a 2.5 degree of axis, like this one. So the peak is around 700 MeV or so. And the, as you can see, clearly see the mass is 2.5, then there is a dip. And also still 2.5 times 10 to the minus third, we still see the clear dip around here. So we can measure the theta 1.3 very precisely, theta 2.3 very precisely. And the, including the systematic errors, this is, I'm not showing the contours, but the, this is the, this axis shows the true daytime square, and this is the error or the difference from the daytime square, and the, we can reach below 1 times 10 to the minus 4th, so we can measure the 10 times better than current status. And also the theta 2.3 mixing angle, we can reach at the 0.01, so we can measure the 1% precision in the 2.3 measurement. Next, I will talk about a little bit about new year appearance search. So, as this morning discussed, so we want to see the second new mu to new year oscillation, and the oscillation probability can be described as this one, and the obtained upper limit is like this. So the, also the signal at super K, we will get a single ring E-like event, and the, we can reconstruct energy again, the same method we can use. But still, there remains a new E in the beam. And the flux, beam flux expectation is very small, but the, still there remains some background from pi zeros. So the pi zero usually creates two rings, but sometimes it's two ring merged as one ring, so we want to reject this kind of background. So the, in order to select a new candidate, we have to select one ring event, of course, but we are developing a pi zero rejection in super K. And also we can cut the energy. So of course the energy of electron is around the oscillation maximum. So we can get the, we can use the energy cut. And the, in this parameter case, oscillated new E efficiency is about 14.8%. On the other hand, the new mu neutral finite remains only 0.2%. So you can, so around here, you can see a clear peak of the expected signal is background. So this is the only the background is like here. So you will get quite a lot of new E appearance signal. And the, our sensitive region is about 0.006 for the 90% confidence level, and the fixing measurement we can get 0.018. So this is our sensitivities. So this is a summary. So the new mu disappearance case, we can get a precision measurement by using this one, and also the, for the new E appearance search, we can improve the current limit by 20, a factor 20. Is a full Monte Carlos. So I will go to the status of the JPARC Newton experiment facilities a little bit. So this is a primary beam line. So the extractions beam will be extracted from here to the, towards the inside, and the direction of the beam is at first north, so we went to the west, almost 90 degrees, and the at first, the preparation section, we will use a normal conducting magnet. But for the arc section, we are planning to use a combined function magnet of the superconducting one. And the final focus one, of course, we will use a conducting. And the R&D for the superconducting combined function magnet is now ongoing. So the, this is a very special one. So this is the first appearance application in the world for the superconducting one. And the both B field, D field and Q field is in one magnet. And because the, these two fields are in the one magnet, we can reduce the cost because we can reduce the magnet. And also we can get a larger acceptance, so we will, the beam quench B because of the beam loss can be reduced. So this magnet is already designed and the development is ongoing. So the test trial post coil winding has been done like this. So it is a bit dark, but the, as you can see, the coil is very, very winded. And the trial magnet for the plastic yoke, color iron yoke, was being developed and we obtained the test one. And the, now the prototype test is still ongoing and mass production will start in the next year. So also the target is the important part for the Newtonian beam. So the, even in the one sphere, we will get about more than 200 degrees of temperature rise in the center of the part, center of the target. So the, we are planning to the 30 millimeter five graphite target. And the, each energy, each pulse, we will get a 60 kilojoule per sphere energy deposit in the target. So of course, we have to do the thermal stress analysis very carefully. And the cooling system is important. So this kind of study is now ongoing, and the basic design is finished. So we are planning to use do the engineering design. Also, the horn system, we will use three horns instead of building a one horn and second large horn. And the conceptual design was finished. And we, as I said, we use a three horn system, and the current is 320 kiloamps. But, and the, all the information, all the study has been done, and the first horn, or the prototype of first horn was developed like this one. And the full current, the 320 kiloamps, full current operation test will be done this summer. Also, the neutron target station is very extremely high radiation environment. So we are planning to make a helium vessel and we put everything in the, this vessel, and the aluminum vessel will be filled with the helium to reduce the radiation. So this system is now, the design is now ongoing. And the, finally, I will talk about a little bit about the decay tunnel. So because the, our beam line is a little bit complex, and the, above the, our decay tunnel, there is a, another beam line running. So we have to build this part at first before they build their beam line. And the, this tunnel under the so-called 3NBT will be constructed this year. So we already purchased this kind of iron wall equipped with a cooling pipe, and the, we will place these walls in, we will develop this tunnel in this year. So in order to cover the off-axis 2 or 3 degrees, so we have a little bit high, larger height in the height, and by changing this direction, we can get a 2 degrees or 3 degrees off-axis beam. So, and the, in order to reduce the fine absorption, we put the helium, and the construction will be start, as I said, in this month. So this is the status. So this is a summary. The first super beam long baseline Newton experiment, the T2K, has been approved, and the construction was started this year, and it will take 5 years to complete. And we are expecting to start a physics run in 2009 to discover the non-zero theta-13 by using the reappearance. And also the, we will do the precision measurement of the theta-23 and delta-M23. And we can improve the precision by factor 10. And also the, if we can measure this theta-13, this is a, will be the first step of the CP violation in the electron sectors. So that's all.
Thank you. Questions?
Is your sensitivity for theta-13 valid for all delta or just for delta equals zero?
You mean delta?
CP violation.
CP violation. basically not so large change, I think. Even for the maximum. I'm sorry, I don't have the number, but the
maybe afterwards you can ask.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
I mean, it's a question related to the previous one. For example, if your sine square 2 theta, 2, 3, is different from 1, say you find 0.95, this will have an effect on the determination of sine square theta 2, 3, theta 1, 3. You will have two solutions at least. So there will be some ambiguity and maybe some uncertainties.
Ah, yes, that's right, yeah.
I think he's assuming it's exactly one.
Yeah.
He's assuming it's one here. Any other questions for the Stan?
Yeah, you said that you have 20% systematics on the beam flux comparison at the near and far side. What exactly do you mean by that?
Oh, you mean this?
Yeah, what does 20% mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't explain about the spectrum shape. We intentionally distorted by some factors, by 20% factor, and the I. So this is not the measured one, but the one kind of trial. Sorry, I didn't have the good figure, but we distorted the spectrum shape by using some intentional curve. So it's not fair to say that 20%, but the spectrum shape was shifted by.
But it's a smooth distortion.
Yes,
it's not point to point.
It's not point to point. It's not random fluctuations. So this maybe by combining these two, we can cover that kind of thing, right? We think.
One more question. There is. Okay, if not, let's thank the speaker again.